This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Auto World time. Hi, everybody, and welcome. I'm your host, Mark Evans of Auto World. You're listening to Auto World right now. I do appreciate it. Let's just take a big, deep breath right now. Just relax. It's nice just to relax, isn't it? Just to completely sit back and just forget about it all. The car repair that you just had done, the cost you just paid, and, in fact, the car repair that's scheduled for this week. Hopefully, I can help you with that. That's why I'm here. Just to have fun with your Auto World. My Auto World's been kind of crazy this last week. We're going to share a lot of things with you here that happened in the Greasy Garage. But first and most off, folks, this is your show, Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans, the guy who's got literally oil. Don't poke me in the finger because oil will come out, literally. I've been doing this automotive world for 45 years now, and that's what happens. Like I told a customer friend here the other day, he called and said his wife's car has a little noise in the underneath the bonnet. It's a Volvo. Bonnet, of course, is the hood. And here in America, it's the hood. Over there, over the pond, it's called the bonnet. So anyway, we both said something about the noise, and I said, well, does it sound like this? Anyway, that sounds like a squirrel going up a tree. Anyway, hopefully you don't have a squirrel under the hood. He didn't. Anyway, it's going to be towed in this week. We're going to find out what's going on. But today, here on Auto World, what is Auto World? Well, I'm broadcasting from the Auto World Plaza today, sitting in the Greasy Garage studio. Yes, but I changed it up a little bit. Usually I'm sitting in a Viper chair, Dodge Viper. Oh, yeah, the Viper. Good little car there. Yes, today I thought I'd change it up and bring in a 1960s bench seat. Remember those bench seats that folded, the two-door hardtops? I have a little car out in the Greasy Garage here that's got a bench seat that two-door. And so the one side, of course, tilts forward so you can climb into the back seat. Well, today I'm sitting in a bench seat. Why not change it up, you know? Make it fun. That's what it's all about here in Auto World. I do appreciate you joining me here and taking the time and taking your time out of your life to come in and sit down. Or if you're driving in your favorite automobile right now, your truck, your trailer, or, even pulling your trailer, but even sitting in that Hummer. What? Yeah, the Hummer. A lot of you might own a Hummer. Well, congratulations, because we're going to talk about the Hummer through the 3 hours of Auto World. Because the Hummer has changed, they've changed it up at General Motors, GM, General Motors, there in Detroit, Motor City. I love their headquarters. Been there, done that. Actually got to see a GTO, Pontiac GTO, made out of foam. Really neat. Really neat, sitting on the floor way back, not too far back, 20 years ago already. What? Yeah, it's 2020. Wow. Anyway, we are live. I'm live. You're live. And I'm glad we're all here. Auto World, what is it? Well, think about your world. And your world is all wrapped around the automotive. Automotive car, truck, whatever it might be to get you to and from the grocery store, your work. Even if you have to go out to the, you might even take the little scooter out to the she shed in the backyard, because that could be your office today with COVID. You never know. But that's okay. Anything, everything has a gas motor. Of course, it's going the other way anymore. Electric. So today, here on Auto World, all 3 hours, again, of course, each and every hour is different because our great affiliates out there that take Auto World, I do appreciate each and every one of you for taking Auto World, and I love helping each and all of your listeners fix their cars and giving them some fun, some entertainment. So all of you are the star, and for the affiliates that are taking the show and it's delayed, that's fine too. Don't have a problem. I love that. Just as long as we're all involved with Auto World. So Auto World, your Auto World, hopefully has been good. Mine's been, pretty good. It's called repair all the time. Why not? You got to fix it. Sometimes, some days, we don't get those calls when nobody needs any repair. But everyone always has questions, and that's why I'm sitting here right here in the Greasy Garage Studio in Boise, Idaho. That's where I'm sitting live. So it's a world that we might not know about. You know, you don't live this. You don't live the repair side. You don't live the recall side. You might not even, well, you only live it come the day that Auto World. I'm sitting here with you each and every week for 3 hours, and each hour is different. And with that said, that's because each and every radio station that takes Auto World might not be able to take all 3 hours, so I change it up each and every hour. Now, with that said, for you that only get the first hour, or the second, or the third, or take all three, you don't miss a thing. But for you folks that are delayed or only getting 1 hour of it, I wouldn't mind. Call your radio station and say, hey, let's do another hour here. He's got a lot of great information. We have fun, and he takes my calls. He answers what I need to be answering, and he gets me, I'm going to save you money in your back pocket. But if you don't get all 3 hours, folks, you can do one thing, a couple things, actually. But let's make it a simple thing to do, and that is you can always just Google Auto World and do this. Google Auto World. It's a podcast. Auto World Podcast, and put an RSS behind it. That gets you right to where I'm on the very, very top. You don't have to search. That way you can see and hear and fill each and every hour with me. And that means that you can come back and email me later and say, I didn't get it, I didn't understand it, I need the question answered. Because what sparks each and every one of us is, if you hear it on Auto World with a transmission leak or a smell or a noise, or somebody actually has a fantastic idea of how to do something or added something as an accessory to their car, you might want to know. You might not have caught it the first time, and so you want to email me. You can definitely, and of course, I welcome your calls and emails here on Auto World each and every hour. And that phone number here at Auto World, 855-660-4261. And or my email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Now, I want to talk a little bit about email real quick. Is that you can email me right here. I'm looking at in front of me. I'm sitting behind some computer screens, hooked in and wired in. And thanks to Axelrod Alex, he's the producer right now, taking your calls, of course, making you sound good because you're the star. And then, of course, all the electronics behind it to come up and go back and through the satellite and come down to your home and et cetera to help you with your Auto World. I had a call earlier this last week about a cost on a job, on a Ford pickup. And that cost on that job, this gentleman, well, he spent $700 too much, period. $700 too much on this single job. He came to me. He didn't know about me until he heard about me through one of his friends, and that friend carried through another friend, finally got to Mark Evans, and he called and said, hey, so-and-so told me about you. And I said, well, that's fantastic. What can I help you with? And so it ended up that he just basically... He told me about what was in front of him, which was called not an estimate, folks. It was actually a repair bill that he'd already had done. So I do, on this point, I do recommend make a couple, two, three calls to some auto repair shops and get an estimate. Make sure that we're all in line, okay? And I do have that happen to me. I don't have a problem. I know that, in fact, the people are calling, and, oh, yeah, I heard it. Well, what would you charge? And it's a flat rate thing, and that's called a flat rate. It's a flat rate manual, which is all electronic through a DVD, et cetera, and CD and all that we have, and we go off that. But are you an honest mechanic shop that only charges the amount of time that it takes to do the job? The time it takes to do the job. Or do you just go, well, the book or the manual says 4 hours, I'm going to charge them 4 hours. Which, in fact, like myself, not bragging by any means, but after 45 years, a lot of these jobs I can cut that right in half. Because I've done it. I've touched it, tasted it, done it, been there, done that, as they might say. So it only takes half the time. And, truthfully, if I'm only doing half the time, I'm only in charge half the time. So maybe my cost might be a little bit lower. Today here in Auto World, we're going to share not only that, but a lot more items coming up. Of course, we're going to always have trivia. I've got a trivia question coming in after the break that I've got some great gifts. One of the gifts is from Mark Roush. So we're going to take our first short break that our sponsors have some secret sauce for you to listen up to. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World. More of your emails and your questions coming up. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jesus built my car. It's a love affair. Mainly Jesus and my hot rod.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Drag racing. Drag racing.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Drag racing. Drag racing.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Oh, yes. The smell of fall burning in the air.
Hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Yes, the drag racing rubber. What's drag racing? Two cars going straight down the strip. Who can get to the finish line first.
Oh, yeah.
Can't forget them. Welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. What a pleasure to have you along with me here this week on Auto World. Got a lot of things going on, and I want to share the menu today here on Auto World for all 3 hours. The first hour, folks, leaves on the grill. Ooh, are you grilling leaves on the grill? We're going to find out. How about that Red Ram? You ever heard of that? In an Auto World little car fact. Of course, emails throughout all 3 hours. I've got a lot of them to share with you. Trivia, of course. Got a trivia question we're going to shoot out there in a little bit for some great gifts. Did you see that? Oh, that segment. I love that segment. And, of course, like I mentioned earlier, all 3 hours, the Hummer, the General Motors Hummer, it's back. And all 3 hours, I'm going to give you a touch and taste of some trivia and the news about it, about the new one. So that's coming up throughout all 3 hours. And now number 2 hour, second hour here at Auto World, small shuttle. Yeah, they're doing something on the shuttle. Mm-hmm. More emails, of course, taking your calls. I've got, hey, did you hear about the flying spur? Ooh, what is it? We're going to find out. Barrett Jackson, been live this week. I got some highlights from that. And it's time. Well, what's that mean? You're going to hear that the second hour. Third hour, what's up, Mark? Prices. Prices about something. Oh, something you might be driving. So tune in for that. Of course, absolutely, absolutely trivia again. I got emails and taking your calls. But, the 3 millionth. Yes, that's the third hour. We're going to find out what the 3 millionth means. But here, this first hour, let's shoot out that trivia question for some great, great prizes. I got some goodies for you. Now, the cracked windshield's gone. Sorry about that. I don't have that to give out to you. The hood that we turn upside down through the wintertime, which we're going in, that's gone. But I do have some rusty hubcaps. No, I've got an awesome book. If you want to know everything and anything about ethanol, Mark Roush sent me some books, and that book is called The Ethanol Papers from Mark Roush from the Auto Channel. I'm going to shoot that in a basket for you and send it your way. It's good reading. Well, you're eating it. Well, your car is eating ethanol. Or is it? Do you actually purposely go to another station that does not have ethanol because you might not believe in it? Once you read the book, you might get some stuff cleared up. So I'm going to throw that in the basket along with some cleaning goodies from, of course, companies like Meguiar's and some other people, the wash drops, etc., from sponsors, etc. So stay tuned. But let's do that trivia question for those gifts. And in order to get the trivia question answered, of course, you can email me and or phone call, and that email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Just shoot me the answer through email, and or you can call fresh or live right here, right now, 855-660-4261. Now, the question, in what year did Ford F-150 pickups become the best-selling vehicle? In what year did Ford F-150 pickups become the best-selling vehicle? Was it 1978, 1985, or 1999? So I made it easy for you. Kind of like multiple guests, you know, like back in the college days. Axelrod Alex is going to college. He knows all about those tests. Well, this time you're going to get a gift when you answer this little trivia question. Let's do it again. In what year did Ford F-150 pickups become the best-selling vehicle? 1978, 1985, or 1999? Oh. 855-660-4261 is the number. Axelrod Alex, he will answer your call, make you sound good. Now, let's do it. Let's find out what you're... Oh, wait a minute. Fall. The colors of the leaves. Bronze, golden, red, burgundy. Oh, step outside after the show, of course, and smell the fall coming in. Coming in this fall, the prettiness of the leaves, the trees, the whole bit. And what do you end up having to do? You probably did right before I got here, live in the greasy garage studio. You probably were blowing or raking your leaves into a big pile so your dog can run in them, or your grandkids or your kids can run in them. Or you were cussing the neighbor for blowing his leaves or her leaves over in your yard.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
See, I have a turbocharged, gas-powered, two-stroke leaf blower. It blows the hat right off my neighbor's head if I point it to him. I do not blow the leaves in their yard, though. No, I do not. I could blow them all the way to outer space, but I don't do that. But they actually come back down. So, with that said, do you have leaves, those leaves, burning on your grill? What? Yeah, you're thinking barbecue grill. No, 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 not your barbecue grill. I'm talking about the grill that's on the cowling that's underneath your windshield on your vehicle. See, each and every one of us have a car because you're in Auto World, and your Auto World has car or truck. And if you look underneath your windshield on the outside of the windshield there, you'll find a cowling with a grill, lines. It looks like a barbecue grill. Oh, yes, and the leaves that are falling in the air right now. When you turn your heater on, folks, which you are right now, I'm sure in the mornings a little bit, maybe some of you up in Alaska, of course, Midwest, might have your heater on all the time now in your car, in your truck, and it's sucking. When you do not have the recycle button on, it doesn't recycle the air inside your car. You have that off, and that means that the air now is getting, just like a vacuum cleaner, the air is getting sucked through that grill where those leaves are falling on the top of that grill and going right down into the heater core box inside the car. And, oh, what did I just mention about the smell? Oh, smell-o-vision, smell-o-radio-vision of the leaves burning in your heater core. Yuck. Not only do they get sucked in, because see that, you don't have the recycle button on. You're sucking them in, grinding them up. They're getting into the point that they're fine grind coffee leaves, pretty much. Grounds, just like coffee grounds on that heater core, and it's going to rot it out. And it's going to hold the moisture in, too. So next thing you know, you're going to have a rotted out smelling heater core. So here's what I want you to do. I don't want leaves on your grill or your cowling outside the windshield. How do you clean them out? Get them off of there, okay? That's a fresh fall reminder. Keep the leaves. I know some of you are parking your cars, have to park your cars underneath the big, oh, I love those big, well, those acorn trees, the oak trees back east, the big leaves. Oh, beautiful trees. The walnut trees, where the walnuts are about the size of a softball. When they come down, you end up having, of course, got to call my insurance agent because I got the walnuts putting dents all over my car hood and my roof and my trunk. Well, you got leaves, too. Well, how do I get them out of there, Mark? Wet and dry vac. Now, wait a minute. You're saying, no, I can't get the big crack tool, they call it, into that cowling area. Well, you can definitely go down to the parts store, though. Little Auto World tip. Now, if you don't have a wet and dry vac attachment, that's a small little thing. We're going to come back from the break, and I'm going to tell you what you can put in that attachment to suck out the leaves. Coming back with Auto World Little Car Fact. Did you see that? Where? Well, over there. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is moving forward with the nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. Senators advanced her nomination today with a 51-48 vote. Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, saying,
"We've made an important contribution to the future of this country. A lot of what we've done over the last 4 years will be undone sooner or later by the next election. They won't be able to do much about this for a long time to come."
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden with no public events on Sunday. As far as if the former vice president is taking it easy in the final days of the campaign, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer says the Democratic nominee Biden isn't taking it easy and is working hard.
I don't think it's strolling to victory. I think it's being smart.
Biden did have two campaign events on Saturday in Pennsylvania. USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lemon with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Welcome back to Auto World, broadcasting live from the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio. Got the wiper motor going right now. Do you hear it? Those wipers, they're not streaking and making those scratchy sounds because I just replaced the wiper blades here in the Greasy Garage Studio at Auto World. So if you really want a good brand of wiper blades, Bosch. What? Yeah, a lot of you might think Bosch is like fuel injectors, spark plugs, and wiper blades. Here's another one. Each and every one of you know the name Anco. Prestone also makes wiper blades. That time of year, let's get those things replaced, folks. And I'd recommend you can do the snow blades, they call them, or the winter blades. I'd recommend those because we're going into that season. What that means is the wiper blade, the little metal arms, they're not exposed to the rain, the sleet, the frost, so they're not frozen when you get out. If you're parking your car outside the garage, you know, in the driveway, the carport, or whatever, and you got snow on there, they're all covered in rubber, and they do have a new snow blade out. I just put some on a little Jeep Liberty, and it's a solid chunk of rubber, so they last longer, too. Woohoo! Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, let's get to that trivia question. Scott, I've got a basket here full of gifts. One of the gifts is a book about the ethanol. Well, it's called The Ethanol Papers from Mark Roush. I want to thank Mark Roush from the Auto Channel. This trivia question is, in what year did Ford F-150 pickups become the best-selling vehicle? Was it 1978, 1985, or 1999? Email. The answer to that question is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And phone number live right here, right now, at Auto World, 855-660-4264. Now, I want to get each and every hour here this week on Auto World. I want to talk a little bit about that. Are you humming along? Well, hello 2022. the Hummer, the General Motors Hummer. Yes, they're making question for you, gas or electric? Well, they're doing it. Hummer, gas or electric? Well, they're bringing out the Hummer EV Electric. Now, you might have heard that or seen that on the news. Well, each and every hour, I want to give some information to you about that. It's quite interesting. You know, the Hummer, as a lot of us know, is big, huge box, of course, big, heavy thing. We are all basically putting a picture in our head that the Hummer started maybe in the military. Of course, the military uses it. It saves our gentlemen, our ladies, from a lot of things. They have the skid plates underneath them and all that, and they made it for all of us to drive. Well, the Hummer, folks, is a division, of course, of GMC. Hummer EV, of course, is the brand new one. It was founded back January 22nd, 1992, 28 years ago, well, more than that, anyway. Back in 1992, in Detroit, Michigan, again, it's a sport utility vehicle. Well, this new one, it's a SUT. What's that stand for? Sport Utility Truck. Now, this is going to be the very first production of the Hummer EV. Let me put it this way. The first production sold out in 1 hour. That's right. All of you out there, you got on the internet and you typed in with your fingers, click, 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 and sent some money over to GM and sold it out in an hour. Well, GM is very serious about EV today. Now, I've mentioned Tesla, of course, and Tesla, you know, Elon Musk come out we all saw that, you know, the rock going in or whatever they threw at the window and it cracked the window of the Tesla truck. Well, General Motors, I'm going to do a salute. And, yes, General Motors, they beat Tesla on a truck. Well, a sport utility truck called the Hummer. And this thing, throughout the 3 hours, I'm going to give you a little touch and chase and information about it. Throughout the 3 hours, and this thing is bad to the bone. I'm telling you what, if you've heard about the crab walk it can do, we're going to share that with you on the second hour. But let's get right to the Special Edition 1. They call it the Special Edition 1. It's released, of course, in 2021, and that will be the very first release that they're going to do, is called the Special Edition 1. Cost-wise, for you that want to know what this thing's going to cost, $80,000 is the base price, but the Special Edition 1 is going to be about $112,595 is the price. It's going to come out in 2021, and I don't know, they said that within an hour it sold out, so they must not have any left, order-wise, for you to grab one. But I know a lot of you might even own a Hummer. I've got a friend that has a Hummer that likes to burn the gas, but it gets actually better gas mileage than you think, for as big as it is. Some of the Suburbans, I've owned Suburbans, and my Suburban was getting less gas mileage per mile than his Hummer was. So, but congratulations, that's going to be neat, humming right along with the Hummer. And for you that like the four-wheel drive and the size of it, I do know they're quite wide, absolutely. General Motors is very serious, folks, about this Hummer. They're going to spend $2 billion. I said it, $2 billion. They're going to invest $2 billion. In the Spring Hill, Tennessee plant to build the electric vehicles, including the Cadillac Lyriq, and that's going to be a very unique vehicle too. That's coming from Warren, Michigan, right out of Detroit, the Motor City. So be very interesting. We'll see what's going to happen. And throughout the hour and throughout the next hours, I'm going to share with you a lot more information about, you know, your winner in the torque, the horsepower. I'm not going to share it all with you this first hour. You're going to tune into the second hour too now. And also, now let's get that trivia question back out there for some great gifts, some rusty hubcaps. I got some nuts I'm going to throw in there so they rattle as they're shipping. No, I'm going to keep the hubcaps on the Greasy Garage Studio here. Here's the question for all the marbles. In what year did Ford F-150 pickups become the best-selling vehicle? 1978, 1985, 1999, 855-660-4261. And that, my friends, that's how you do it. The email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I've got that in front of me here right now. Of course, Axelrod Alex, he does the phone and answers your calls. Here's a little bit of trivia for us also that, talking about General Motors, in 1996, GM announces plans to introduce its electric EV1. That was back in 1996. The EV1 Sports Coupe through Saturn dealers in Southern California and Arizona. It's a front-wheel drive car, two-seat car, is powered by lead-acid batteries. Boy, has that changed. Whew. Can go about 60 miles between charges. Oh, my goodness, only 60 miles. Oh, coming up, you're going to hear what that new Hummer EV is going to go before it goes, falls down, nothing left. And this thing can reach, back then, in 1996, this Saturn, this EV1, can reach speeds of 80 miles per hour. Wonder what that Hummer can do. I forgot one thing. We got to get that open sign up. There we go. Got to screw it in here. Make sure it doesn't fall down. Yes, got the on-air light on now. So we are open, ready, and ready for business here at the Greasy Garage Studio. Broadcasting from Boise, Idaho, live. I do appreciate you being here, taking your time out of your life to join in and listen to me, maybe give you some trivia like we just did, and some news. You never know when Delivering David might stop in. But right now, did you see that? What? That over there? No, right here in the studio. The guy in the front row says, what are you at? Where? I don't see it. Well, it's right here. Well, folks, Ford. Yes, Ford is now using a robot. Oh, we've heard that before, Mark. Robots. No, folks, this is a robot. Yes, they have robots in all their manufacturing plants, yes. But this is called Spot, S-P-O-T, just like a dog. Why? Because it's a four-legged robot, and it does look like a dog. That's why they called it Spot. Ford's using it right now, and I really do believe, and they're using quite a few of these. These are actually for sale. The price? $74,500. That's the base price, of course. I got to see a video of it, and it's a very unique little robot. Looks like a little dog. I'm wondering if it can bark. Tell you what it wants. Maybe wag a tail. I don't think it has a tail. I don't know. We'll find out. Let you know. Coming back. Oh, that little Auto World car fact. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
But the thing that hurts so bad is I got a guarantee 500.
The Ford Galaxy 500 was a fantastic car. It had some metal, didn't it? When you close the door, you could slam it and hear that metal. Oh, welcome back to Auto World. Good to have you along. Welcome to the Greasy Garage Studio, folks, from Boise, Idaho. I'm Mark Evans, your host. Always a pleasure to be here with you each and every week to, well, hopefully we might learn something. I do every week. Good news, bad news, sideways news, whatever it might be. It's time to go to the email bag now. This email bag, folks, what this is I shoot out my email, which is autoworldradio@yahoo.com, and a lot of you email me throughout the week with your car questions or a lot of information concerning why or how come, do I or don't I? Also, do you know a good this or do you know a good that? And when I say this or that, this is something that might have to do with programs to car part brands to what even I've been asked, what is a good computer? Which, that's great, because it's all wrapped around. Yes, you have to have a good computer in order just to find out to hunt for parts on the Internet. So if you got a slow computer and you're on that AOL still, get off the AOL. It's too slow. Anyway, so I take those emails, I print them out, and I put them in this bag here to the left of me, and we're going to reach in there right now. I'm going to pull out an email and see who is the lucky. Oh, by the way, I do send a great little gift for each and every one of you. That's just the way I am. When you email me, and sure, your email's with me. Let's go here to the first email. Mark, great show. Help. Well, thank you for saying great show. Do appreciate it. My wife drives a Ford Taurus every day to and from work. One day I received a call from her. She was not in a good mood, telling me that she could not get into the car. I asked her if the key fob was working. She said yes, except for the driver's door. She told me she had to climb out of the passenger door to get out of the car. Ooh, that's not good. So that, then she said, is not, she was unhappy, as he writes here. He's a lot more on that, too, by the way, but let's get on with the email. She said that the outside handle wasn't working either, on the driver's door only. I finally was able to get to it, look at it yesterday. The driver's door will not open up from inside or outside. It seems to be locked. All of the drawers open and close, and they do lock and unlock with the key fob. Do you have, except for the driver's door, any ideas on how I get the door to open again? Thank you. From Norman, Norman, Oklahoma. Oh, shout out time. Woo! Yeah, Oklahoma, Norman. Shout out to KZLS AM 1640 and KNAH 99.7 FM. Good to have you folks along in Oklahoma. Do appreciate it. And what a great email. And that's how to get a door open when the door isn't working. Okay. Now I'm going to go back. You mentioned Ford Taurus. And I didn't catch a name here either, so we'll just leave it at that. That's okay. Now, Ford Taurus. These Fords have electronic controlled door latches, folks. So if you have a Ford brand, Taurus, Focus, there are a lot of models. I could spend an hour talking about all the models. But let's just get back and help this caller and emailer here on Auto World. This Ford Taurus has an electronic latch. And what that means is that, a lot of you have electronic latches. The Ford Taurus, what you're going to have to do in order to get the door open, this is not good news, but you've got to get the side panel off. If the inside handle and the outside handle isn't working at all, you can't get the door open, as you stated in the email, you've got to get the side panel off the door in order to get in there to get to the latch, yes, and manually open it. Now, the inside door handle is hooked to a cable, and that cable goes down to the latch. That cable is mounted to that latch, and this latch is plastic. And I'm going to tell you right now, the latch is bad, okay? This is why it's not opening up inside or outside. So don't worry about what I'm going to tell you next. I want you to get that inside door panel off, which isn't going to be fun. They have these buttons. Sometimes you can't even get to the screws. You got to work at it, but you're probably going to have to, hate to say it, but you're going to have to probably take the driver's seat out in order to get the door panel off. Been there, done that. It's, not fun, but once you get the driver's seat out, get the plastic door panel off. Oh, by the way, the plastic, they're just plastic buttons, so if you can grab, there's usually a couple screws where the door handle is. Look behind the covers, get a little pick, little screwdriver, pick out the little covers that's hiding the head of the screw, and those are going to be a Torx bit type screw. Pull the plug, unscrew the screws, over right by the handles where they like to hide those screws at, and sometimes they will actually hide the screws down at the bottom of the panel, and there's plugs there hiding the head of the screws. Once you pull the plug off there, unscrew those screws, and then there's going to be plastic little buttons, we call them button plugs. Yes, and you just grab the plastic panel and you pull those off. You can't really get a screwdriver in there because the door's closed. It's a headache. Make sure the window's all the way up. Get that plastic panel pulled off of there. And at this point, once you get there with your dental mirror, go to the parts store and you can buy these little round mirrors that are on the extended sticks. I have like three different styles of those. Great tool. Each and every one of you should get one of those and throw it in your glove box along with a little flashlight. Get that dental mirror in there, and here's what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to just break the latch. It's plastic. Yes, the metal part of the latch, it snips and goes down to, when you go to close the door, it grabs the metal striker pin, but the latch itself has got metal right there that grabs the metal, but the rest of the latch is all plastic. So we're going to have to destroy that in order to get to and get that latch to open up. Because the electronic part of this latch inside the plastic isn't, that's the problemo. That's what's causing the grief for you there in Oklahoma. And the thing is I just usually take a, yes, this is sometimes why we don't want the customers in the shop to see what we're doing. It scares you once you see what we're doing. Well, this time you're going to hear it fresh right here, right now from Mark Evans, ASE certified master technician. I want you to get the big long screwdriver, the pry bar, and I want you just to pry that stupid plastic off the metal latch inside the door. Just take a, you can't get a hammer in there. If I could, I would, literally. You're going to be mad, you're going to be hot, you're going to be sweaty just getting in there. Once you get in there, just take a pry bar and pry the thing, just break it. It just shatters, it falls to the bottom of the door, and you can reach your hand in there. The key is, you can get in there later once you get the door open to clean out the mess with your wet and dry vac. the key is to get the thing open. And once you break the plastic latch apart, seriously, the metal striker, the metal male side is on the door jamb, but the female side that's in the door, it'll open up, clink, it'll pop right open at that point. And you don't need to disconnect the battery or anything, by the way. And if you do hear now, if you do hear a little alarm going off, because those door latches, folks, are hooked to your key fob and are also hooked to your alarm. I've never had an alarm go off when I've done this pry bar breakage, okay? But if it does, then you're going to have to, yes, disconnect the battery. That turns into a, you know, you need a memory saver hooked to the OBD2 connector. So this isn't a job that's for the weak. If five is the toughest job there is, you're about 4.5 here, maybe 5, because you got to get the door panel off, and it's not fun. But you break the plastic, and next thing you know, the latch goes clink, opens the door up, and then you can finish up with the job. It's only 3 screws that hold the latch in. The latches are starting at about $100, go all the way up to $250, depends on the make and model you have. So, hey, that's how you do it, folks. Hope that helped in Oklahoma. I do know a lot of you probably had the plastic door handles. Yeah, they're plastic, the outside door handles on your driver's door. Since you're using the driver's door the most, that's the ones that actually break. And you probably have had to have some of those replaced before, too. So you got to take the inside side panel off to get to the outside door handle, even. So it's not the easiest job there is in the world, but that's how you do it. To email Auto World, I do appreciate it. Love helping and fixing cars here on Auto World constantly. Love your emails. The email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com for your emails, and also answer the trivia question. The phone number here at Auto World on Genesis Communications Network is 855-660-4261. Hey, I want to thank everybody. We're rolling down the garage door already. My God, it went fast. The first hour, coming back in the second and third hour, I got a lot more on that Hummer. I want to thank everybody that helps me put Auto World on, of course. Axelrod Alex, the producer. General Motor George, my chief engineer, that he's going to share some stuff with you later in the program that he sent me. Audi Adam, always out taking care of my affiliates. Lugnut Lee, the program director and marketing manager. Of course, T-Bird Ted, the founder and CEO of Genesis Communications Network. Oh, can't forget my chauffeur. Slide him in and slide him out, Sammy. Drive safe, everybody. Motor on. Have a good 3-second break before the next hour. I'll be right back. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Oh, I bet I made you wide.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy, knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.